You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki and joined online today by meteorologist Grant Smith. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Well, a nice break in the weather this week. Let's go back over the past week or so, and it hasn't seemed, again, nothing too out of the ordinary, kind of typical and rainy systems moving through. What have you seen for this area? Anything unusual?
No, nothing really too unusual. I mean, just looking at the last, 30 days of data for the Petersburg area, I've noticed that on the days when you didn't report much rain or any rain at all, temperatures got pretty nice and warm, above average 60s to near 70 degrees. And then you can tell without even looking at the accumulation or rain totals, you can just tell when the rain came in because temperatures just plummeted back to, about average or just below average. And that's where you've been sitting the past few days. And it looks like we're about to swing the other direction, seeing some nicer, calmer weather on the way. But as far as just looking back, nothing really too out of the ordinary has been happening in the Petersburg area.
Okay. So yeah, let's talk about the forecast for this week. We're headed into a spell of nice weather, it looks like. I also noticed a post from the Weather Service about the possibility for thunderstorms in Southeast.
Yes. Yes. What we're looking at is basically we've got this ridge of a high pressure building along the west coast of North America. That's going to bring in some extra warmth in the atmosphere. So you'll probably feel, that warmth, temperatures, easily reaching into the 70s this as we head into the weekend. Nice warm up on the way, but that extra, energy may be just enough to get some rumbles of thunder out there. And so we're just including that in the forecast just because there's just enough ingredients in the forecast to make us go, well, we probably should include, a chance for thunderstorms. Petersburg area is kind of right along the, for Friday, the area of concern that we're looking at where we could see thunder, Petersburg's kind of right on the northern edge. And then Saturday, it's a little bit more widespread, that chance for thunderstorms. But that's what we're looking at, just that warmer air coming in. Still got some energy in the atmosphere. We could get some showers going. And if you get enough vertical motion, then you can get some thunderstorms. So, yep, that's the big story heading into the weekend.
Okay. What's pretty typical summer weather in other parts of the country, but not something we see around here in Southeast too much.
Yeah. So the last few days have been nothing typical, but going ahead now, looking like it will be a little bit more exciting.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, Grant. From time to time, I like to ask about some of the terms that we see in the weather forecasts that we read on the air here at the radio station. One of the ones that comes to mind in the recent weeks is a disturbance. We hear that in the marine weather forecast that there's a disturbance coming through. What does that mean?
Well, it's not a disturbance in the force. I wish it was, though. That's always fun. But when we mention disturbance, we're basically talking about areas of low pressure. Basically, when, the general flow that we like to see is in the atmosphere is, from west to east. That's just straight zonal flow, pretty quiet weather in that way, and it's quiet in that way. But we have a disturbance is basically when there's an area of low pressure comes in or a wave, maybe not a full on low, but just lower pressure. And that can be referred to as a disturbance because it disturbs the normal zonal flow, which is just straight west to east winds in the upper parts of the atmosphere. And so that disturbance is what can cause weather, thunder showers, thunderstorms, just rain fronts, anything that causes a disturbance in our normal everyday, life. And granted, here in Southeast Alaska, our normal everyday is cloudy and rainy, but more clouds and more rain. And it's just a term that refers to lower pressure or low pressure that causes weather.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else we should know about for what's coming up?
No, just a nice warm up on the way. The winds, I know a lot of people are always looking at the marine forecast. They're looking at the winds. I went ahead and asked the forecasters before I came in here. They're not looking at anything too special heading into the weekend. You know, generally north flow at about 10 miles per hour. And that's kind of the high end of what we could expect heading into the weekend. So I think with just the exception of those thunderstorms, I think the warm weather and sunnier skies will be looking pretty nice.
Okay, great. Thanks for the time, Grant.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.